So this is it. What's it? 64 round day. That's what it is. Can you close the kitchen door? I thought I would start a short class this morning with taking some inspiration from Sanatan Goswami. Amongst the six Goswamis, Sanatan Goswami was the eldest and considered the chief amongst them. He was so elevated that whatever Rupa Goswami wrote, he had it checked by Sanatan Goswami. And Rupa Goswami, Lord Chaitanya said on two occasions that he received the fullness of his mercy. Still the respect held towards Sanatan Goswami is that he was the senior most amongst them. They treated him in that way. And he was worthy of that treatment. Just like when Sanatan Goswami wrote Brihat Bhagavatamrita, Rupa Goswami wrote Laghu Bhagavatamrita. Brihat means great. Laghu means just diminutive, small, light. Because in comparison to Sanatan Goswami, he's great and I'm very small. He didn't hold himself in that position where I'm great and everyone else is small. But that's how those elevated Vaishnavas regarded him. In Brihat Bhagavatamrita, which is such a beautiful literature, the beginning parts are invocations, like, you know, Mahima, invoking the mercy of Lord Chaitanya at the beginning. And he declares also the topic that he wants to write about Krishna. And then in the ninth verse, he just exclaims the glories of the holy name and the fact that the holy name is his only shelter. So he writes in the verse, and then he writes his own commentary. In the verse he writes, all glories to Lord Murari. Who is Lord Murari? Krishna. And what specific feature of Krishna? Because we know from Bhagavad Gita when Arjuna addresses Krishna by some name, there's some significance in the name that he's invoking. So, Murari. Enemy of the Mura demon. What was the Mura demon? What did the Mura demon do? Sure you do. He was guarding the outside of Narakasura's palace. So to destroy Narakasura, Krishna first defeated the Mura demon. So the Mura demon is protecting the kidnapper of so many princesses and queens. It's like a mafia's hitman or something. Al Capone's guy. The destroyer of the citadel of Maya's kingdom, Murari. And in what form particularly is Murari taking that he's addressing? If any living being puts aside all such tasks as meditation, rituals, and social duties, and even once takes to the Lord's holy name, the name will grant him liberation. Merciful. The holy name is the greatest source of eternal pleasure. It is my very life and ornament. I wear it. This is the verse. An ornament makes us beautiful. That's Sanatana Goswami's description. Then he writes commentary on what he wrote so other people can understand what he intends to say. So the commentary reads, among the various practices of devotional service, the most important is the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. Similarly, in Sandarbha's Jiva Goswami, echoing and expanding on the meaning of Sanatana Goswami's words, explains there are 9 processes of bhakti. Rupa Goswami has taught us that any one of the 9 processes of bhakti, nectar devotion, right? Any one of the 9 processes of bhakti is sufficient to achieve spiritual perfection. And we have the 9 processes and each of the persons that has achieved perfection through the 9 processes. But Jiva Goswami beautifully and expertly and very carefully analyzes that each of the other 8 processes must be accompanied by the chanting of the holy name. And he gives examples from scripture and explains, just like, so Akrura, he achieved perfection through prayer. So in his prayer, who was he praying to? Krishna. The name is there. Or the deity worship process. Or hearing or chanting. Each of the processes, the name is there. The name is to be accompanied with any of the processes if one wishes to achieve perfection. Minus the name. It has no meaning. And he continues. Chanting the Lord's holy name is Ananda Rupam, the form of pure bliss. It makes ecstasy rise in the heart. Anandam Buddhivardhanam. It makes everything, it is the essence of ecstasy, and it makes everything it touches ecstatic. In this verse, the author again repeats the exclamation, Jayanti. Jayanti, Jayanti, twice. Indicating that Harinam is the greatest manifestation of the Supreme Lord's attractiveness. It is also the greatest manifestation of His mercy and kindness. So we say that about Lord Chaitanya, right? Namo Mahavadanyaya, Krishna Prema Pradayate, Vadanyaya, the most munificent. When Krishna appeared Imagine if we had a wonderful kirtan and Krishna appeared and we could all see him. Krishna's appearance is, it's his mercy. Or same in the deity form, it's his mercy. But the most merciful form of the Lord, our Rupa Goswami teaches us, is Lord Chaitanya. And why? Because Krishna said, sarva-dharmam prityaja, mam ekam sharanam braja. He required, first you surrender unto me, and then I'll aham tvam sarva papebhyo. But Lord Chaitanya didn't say, first surrender unto me. He just said, please take love of God. Doesn't matter, jaghai, mudhai. Please take love of God. Qualified, unqualified, take love of God. Doesn't matter who you may be. Please take love of God. Sanatana Goswami's reasoning is, in what form did he deliver that love of God? In the form of the holy name. The holy name was the deliverer. Lord Chaitanya delivered the holy name, and the holy name delivered love of God. And how can we access Lord Chaitanya? One might reason, he appeared 500 years ago. How can we access him? We can access him through his mercy, which is manifest in the holy name. And the holy name is accessible anywhere, at any time. Now, the glories that we heard yesterday from the earlier verses of Shikshastakam, the name is absolutely non-different than Krishna. Abhinatvam nama namino is the Padma Puran version. Abhina tvam nama namino, the name and the object named have the tvam, the quality of abhina, abhina-ness. They have the quality of being non-different between the name and the object named. That's in the Shikshastakam verse number 2, where Lord Chaitanya said, my dear Lord, you have very kindly made yourself present before us in the form of your holy name, and you're so merciful, you've manifested innumerable names. Bahuda. Bahu means many. Bahuda. By manifesting innumerable names like Krishna, Govinda, etc. So most merciful. The essence of the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, who is the most merciful, is the holy name. And anyone can approach Krishna. Anyone can be in Krishna's presence through the agency of his holy name. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, we find one of the personalities most, of course, Lord Chaitanya is Krishna himself, so he's most learned, but he took the position in relation to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, hearing from Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya Vedanta Sutra. And after hearing Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's Vedanta Sutra explanation, he said nothing for How many days? 7 days? Some number of days. Can you imagine? Well, that's a lot of self-control sitting in hearing somebody speak Mayavad philosophy for 7 days and say nothing and just sit there. So when Lord Chaitanya said nothing, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, I don't, why are you saying, you're very learned. And I'm presenting Vedanta Sutra. But you're not even showing any indication whether you understand or don't understand. So, please say something. Are you understanding my explanation? Lord Chaitanya's reply was, I understand Vedanta Sutra very well, but as you're explaining, it's just obscuring the meaning more and more, every word you speak. Huh? Well, if you understand Vedanta Sutra, then you give its meaning. On your order, you're my superior. And the brilliance of Lord Chaitanya's explanation was so profound that this vastly learned scholar understood not only the meaning of Vedanta Sutra for the first time, but that Lord Chaitanya is not an ordinary person. He realized through his presentation that he's the personality of Godhead. And then Lord Chaitanya showed his spiritual form as, well, the Chaitanya Bhagavat and Chaitanya Charitamrita described differently, but his form of Radha and Krishna, or Sadbhuj form, six-armed form. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya surrendered completely to Lord Chaitanya. So he, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, who was accepted as the most learned scholar in all the land, accepted Lord Chaitanya. So much so that later Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya brought a question to Lord Chaitanya. A role reversal. I've learned so many things from the Vedas, or within the Vedas there's so many processes for elevation. Things that are to be done. And of all those things that are to be done, what's the most important? Chanting the holy name. The most important. So we're spending our whole day authoritatively taking up that which is the most important. If you find that your mind is wandering, or, you know, being a bully or something in the course of the day, stubborn, fix your intelligence on the fact that this is the most important activity in life. And the whole of all the range of things that are important to do. The most important thing. And by doing this one most important thing attentively, all the other important things will receive strength and power and ability and capacity and brilliance by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Okay, it's the most important thing, but I don't have any attraction. Dur daivam idrisha mahajani nana raga. So we may hit that spot in the course of the day. Remind yourself of the importance, and maybe, you know, your mind will cooperate, but then again, maybe your mind won't cooperate. No attraction. So Lord Chaitanya, we've heard from Shikshastakam, addresses that by giving us this Trinnadapi Sunichena Tororapi Sahishnana. This verse is to help us become attracted to the holy name so that we can chant the holy name endlessly, joyfully, blissfully. Because you can only do something continuously if it's you find joy in it. I mean, there's no satiation in chanting when you're chanting nicely. So when we were discussing, this is just a little bit review, when we were discussing this point, the mention was that inattentiveness is due to offenses, and the essence of offenses is inattention, and to overcome inattention, be attentive. Brilliant, huh? Overcome inattention by attention. And specifically, can you close that kitchen door, please? Thanks. One mantra at a time. So if you find you're hitting a dry spot, it's not only dry, it's like desert. Get a little water and try one mantra at a time. One mantra at a time. Attentively. Okay. One mantra at a time. With attention. And then the next mantra. With attention. And so on. One mantra at a time. It sounds like that's going to take forever, but when you're one mantra at a time, it goes very quickly when you're absorbed. You know how it is. When you're doing something you like doing, time passes very quickly. And when you're doing something you don't like doing, it takes forever. Isn't it? It goes very quickly. One mantra at a time goes very quickly. Trying to chant 16 rounds without being attentive, it takes forever. Like, when's it over? When am I going to finish my rounds? So, in that Shikshastakam verse number 3, these Shikshastakam verses, you may want to keep your Shikshastakam sheet available and from time to time, you know, meditate, take what you're chanting to the side for the moment and meditate on the verses and take inspiration from Lord Chaitanya. Sanatana Goswami writes that he wears the holy name as an ornament. And Lord Chaitanya's teaching is one should wear this Shikshastakam verse number 3 strung around one's neck on the thread of the holy name. Nice. One of my godbrothers, Kormarupa, he has a tattoo. It's the holy name. It's the Shikshastakam verse strung around his neck to remind him of Lord Chaitanya's instruction: stay always very humble. And part of that difficulty with the mind is, you know, the mind wants to be center stage. Give me attention. Like, you know, a child. I want attention. The mind wants attention. The mind doesn't want to sit and be quiet. The mind wants attention. So, humility is more powerful than the mind. Because it's a spiritual reality. It's who we really are. And the mind is not who we really are. It's more powerful. And it sets aside all that stuff that the mind is trying to get us to pay attention to in that mood of humility. Just one becomes indifferent. And So as we're trying to complete our chanting, we may feel really inspired. Wow, this is, Krishna's reciprocating. And we're feeling very happy. But we might not find that. We might find it's like just struggling and struggling and struggling. That's nice too. Because that increases humility. And as our humility increases, we feel greater dependency on receiving mercy. Krishna kindly, like, extending his lotus feet so they're more accessible. We can take shelter there. Namashraya, taking shelter of the holy name. Seeing, at least wishing that these other false shelters, I let go of them. I just want shelter at your lotus feet. I'm going to read one more time this nice rendering of Shikshastakam number 5, Bhaktivinoda Thakur's expanding of the meaning of the verse. Ainanda Tanuja Kinkaram Patitam Nam Vishame Bhavam Buddhau Kripaya Tava Padapankajas Titu Dudi Sadrisham Vichintaya. So Dhanishtha is going to remember this one, the Stita Duli Sadrisham Vichintaya. Please fix me as a particle, a speck of dust at your lotus feet. Please be merciful. So, O Lord Krishna, O son of Nanda Maharaj, I am your eternal servant, Kinkaram. I am your eternal servant. But as a result of my previous activities, I have fallen into this terrible ocean of material existence. Lust, greed, anger, envy, and all the rest are my adversaries. They are my enemies. They wait in the waters of this ocean of material existence like big fish ready to swallow me up. I like this next. Waves of my hope. He doesn't expand like which, but desires come like waves. And you're trying for a position of shelter in Krishna, in Krishna's lotus feet, and the waves of hope, material desire. Waves of my anxieties toss me here and there, making my life miserable. Lashing storms of bad association add further suffering. In this condition, I therefore seek you alone as my shelter. I now and then see some small bunches of weeds floating by. These are the weeds of karma, gyan, yoga, austerities, etc. I tried to catch hold of them to help me as I'm ravaged by the storms of my fate in this ocean of material existence. But has anyone ever crossed the mighty ocean of nescience by their strength? And trying to swim across the ocean, some have reached out to grab the weeds for support. But unfortunately, everything, including the person himself, sinks like dead weights. Factually, I can see that there is no hope for shelter other than your unlimited mercy. The sturdy boat of your holy name is the only means of crossing over this dangerous ocean of material existence. Soberly considering these facts, I beg for the invincible boat of the holy name from my guru, which he gave me by his causeless mercy. O Lord, you are the renowned protector of your devotee. those souls surrendered unto your lotus feet. Therefore, please accept this destitute, homeless, this poverty-stricken person who has no wealth. Cleanse me of my faults and consider me a particle of dust at your lotus feet. During this retreat, we didn't spend much time on techniques, but more on the internal cultivation of the proper mood, being present. For me, that just that little phrase says volumes. It works. Be present. Like when you're with another person, rather than, you know, fiddling around and,
yeah, good to see you.
How you been, you know? Be present. And with the holy name, be present. It's a personal, it's like that the meditation that Prema Tarangini worked with you on, the Krishna in your heart and your deity form, and come out before you and you're chanting for the deity's pleasure and you're seeing their form. The name of Krishna is Krishna. The deity form is another form, and the name of Krishna is another form, Namarupa. So, be present. And when you feel that you're being carried away by the mind, call out in a dependent manner. In that mood. Expecting Krishna's mercy to come. And Krishna may test your sincerity or your determination. Do you really mean it? Is it just a convenience, or do you really want my mercy? Anyway, be patient and continue to call out Krishna's name. We'll have tulsis in the temple room. We have their merciful forms of Sri Sri Radha Damodar, the form of Radha Damodar is the form that was worshipped by Jiva Goswami, not this particular deity, but Radha Damodar in Vrindavan. And there's the mercy of Jiva Goswami and his associates, mercy of Tulsi Devi, the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, the mercy of the association of the devotees, the mercy of the Holy Dham. I recommend as far as possible staying in the temple room and chant together. It's very nice, very powerful, strengthening. We don't have that opportunity regularly. So take advantage. If you feel that you need to go for a walk, certainly go for a walk and then come back. Particularly pay attention to this next message. Please observe Mona from the time that the class ends, including at breakfast. You know, children will be children, but the adults can observe Mona. You have to speak to your children, speak to them, but minimize, and you know. It's it's controlling the tongue and directing the tendency to speak something, to speak Krishna's name only. It's a mental and tongue control discipline. You'll find it's helpful. Pray a lot. focus on your sankalpa, the intention for which you came to Gita Nagari. Watch how that energy comes into the holy name and gives added focus and strength to your chanting. Don't eat a big breakfast. That's something I've learned from japa retreats. I don't want to scare away the kitchen department, but eat modestly, because it's hard to digest and to pay focused attention to chanting at the same time. If you're feeling somehow restless or something, there's cows and forest and peacocks and nice scenery to see and come back, the little creek over there. Come back and then rejoin the association of the devotees. So we'll probably go up until, what's the schedule say, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock? 6:30. 6 o'clock. 5:30. Do I hear 6 o'clock? Do I hear 5:30? Something like that. The kirtan group should be ready around 5:30, whoever's going to participate in that. So we can, that'll be the signal to come together and then some other activity. Okay, we'll get together at 6 o'clock and we'll see where we are. We'll see how people need to complete their chanting. Okay. Okay. So you announced that if you don't want to take breakfast now, you want to keep chanting, that's fine, but you need to break Ekadasi on Dwadasi day today by 11:30. Huh? Okay. Any comments? Okay. May the holy name descend in full mercy within your heart. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.